Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Kathopanishads, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Ya esha supteshu jagarti kamam kamam purusho nirmimanah tadeva shukram tad brahma tadeva amritam uchyate tasmin lokashritah sarve tadunatyeti kashchana etad vaitat. That the soul of all souls, Paramatma, the Supreme Self, same as Brahman, is the creator of numerous enjoyments which every jiva experiences according to its karmas and desires. Just to give you the basic foundation of Vedanta philosophy, a simplified version. Brahman alone is, that's the highest truth. Now, that Brahman is inseparable with Prakriti. Prakriti is the magical power of Brahman. Just like a big magician has come and people look at him, he is just alone. But once he starts his exercising the magic, he is viewed in two ways. Those who are not under his magical spell, they see him alone. Those who are under his spell, they no longer see him as he was, as whatever he was. They see him as he wants himself to be seen. And he creates magic. Picks up a stone and he says, look, this is a mango seed. And they say, oh yes. He put it in the ground and he says, look, just before your eyes, it is going to grow. And it started growing. The entire tree has come. It has blossomed. Fruits have come. They are sweet, tender. Pick it up. People who are extremely hypnotized, they pick up. They begin to eat and enjoy it. Person who is not hypnotized looks. They are all acting like monkeys. Nothing very good. The magician has fooled them. So come to the simplified version. Brahman through Prakriti. Now, Prakriti has three aspects. Sattva predominating Prakriti is called Maya. Brahman through Maya plays the role of creation, sustenance, dissolution. As creator, he is known as Brahma. As sustainer, he is known as Vishnu. As dissolver, he is known as Shiva. These three are aspects of the same Brahman through Maya. At this stage, Shiva, Brahma, Vishnu, they are not in bondage. They are the wielder of Maya. Now, same Brahman, through Rajas predominating Prakriti. Rajas predominating Prakriti is called avidya, ignorance. Expresses himself in the form of countless jivas. Just like same sun, shining upon the earth, enters into countless vessels as reflected suns. Reflected suns are in so many different circumstances. Similarly, the jivas are all in different minds. Minds are like a water. Brahman is shining through every mind. And the jiva, two jivas are never alike. Each mind has its own characteristics, its vasanas, its desires, its karmas, its construction of chitta is different. So each jiva lives a different world. No two persons live in the same world, no matter how close you may be. No two persons go to sleep to have same dream, no matter how friendly you are. Tell your friend, we go to sleep and we will have this dream, follow exactly. While awake, you can follow. friendly way and not in dream. So the jivas, no two jivas are alike. And no jiva has the ability to understand other jivas. Ishvara, on the other hand, has absolute control over the jivas. Not a single jiva will go out of order. It is regulated by its karmas. Not the slightest happening will occur in your life unless there is a karma behind it. Never, not even a leaf will fall on your head unless that was dictated by karma. Small and big, all situations, not a drop of possibility for chance. If that were so, the omnipotence of God is contradicted. Omniscience of God is contradicted. If something can go out of his control, then what? Where is his omniscience? So all jivas are being controlled, guided, sustained by God, playing in three ways, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. And the whole plan is to lead each jiva to liberation. While doing so, provide the jiva with all the enjoyments, the embodiments and all whatever is needed. And the jiva insists on remaining backward, allow the possibility for the jiva to go back and back until he is ready to go forward. If you are given a car, it must have both ability to go back and forth. So with your mind you go backward and forward, and God, like a mighty father who has given you a good Rolls Royce, both ways, go backward. He goes on giving you all the materials that require for backward. Forward, he gives you the same. So far I have discussed the sattva predominating prakriti, where Brahman becomes Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. And that prakriti is known as Maya. Rajas predominating prakriti, that's known as avidya, ignorance. Brahman expresses in the form of countless souls. Souls that evolve through the world process and receives all types of support, inspiration from God. Third, Brahman through tamas predominating prakriti, called tamasi prakriti, expresses himself in the form of subtle particles of matter, called tanamatras. People have started talking about God particles or God principles, whatever. Tanamatras go to form mind, intellect, ego, and they, through permutation combination, bring about five bhutas, the ingredients of the physical world. They are described as akasha, ether, air, fire, water, and earth. Subtle principles behind the physical matter. In other words, all the subtle and physical needs are provided by Brahman out of himself. So everything that you touch, everything that you see, everything that you experience, Brahman. Underlying every little particle, every drop of water, every cell within you, there is nothing but Brahman. And all these, the body, mind, intellect, go on changing according to the need of your evolution. And if you have evolved to that level of liberation, tamasi prakriti is not needed. Material coating is taken away from you. And once that is so, just like a patch of blue, once clouds have moved away, it is no longer a patch. It no longer does it shake hands with the sky. It has been the sky all the time. That's called Brahma Vidya. The creator of numerous enjoyments that every soul experiences according to its karmas and desires continues to keep awake while the latter sleeps. The latter refers to the jiva, the individual soul, in ignorance. While the jiva is being led through a process of evolution. The divine in you is ever free. The simile is brought in different ways, like two birds on a tree. One bird goes on looking all the time. The other bird is going on eating fruits. The bird that is eating the fruits, bitter and sour, is the jiva. How long will it go on eating? Until it happens to look at the other bird that is not eating. And if it looks hastily, that won't solve the matter. It goes on looking into the eyes of that bird, it realizes it has been all the time a reflection of that bird. That bird has been the only reality there. The illusion breaks. That's dramatization of who am I? The little I bird asks question, who? Who is looking from the other branch? And with affirmation, I am Shuddhosi, pure, Buddhosi, enlightened, spotless. Thereby you are looking into the eyes of that. The enchantment breaks. You don't exist as an individual. The tree doesn't exist. Fruits don't exist. The rest is clear. So that Brahman within you is ever the same. He is Brahman. He is called the immortal. All the worlds are sustained by him. All that you experience through your mind, through your intellect, through your senses, just like all that you experience in your dream is sustained by your consciousness. Consciousness is the only reality of your dream. All that you experience through your mind, senses, etc. are sustained by consciousness. Let me give you another illustration. All the luminosity that expresses in the atmosphere of the earth, rainbows, shining leaves, shimmering water, shining dewdrops, they are all expressions of one sun. And therefore, in reality, all this doesn't exist. The sun alone is. Even though your eyes are caught by so many variations, people who like to live on to just watch the display of sunset and sunrise, and you can go on watching. And every day, sunset and sunrise is in such immense proportion, your mind will be blown away. Sunset in Miami, sunset in Canada, sunset in Alaska. I'm just giving you an allegorical way to understand. Soul that wants to be happy, prosperous, well established, is like a person who wants to watch all the sunsets and all the sunrises and finds that is a wonderful thing to go on storing those images in his big record. Karmic movement is very similar. Whatever karma brings to you is a display of the sun, a display of Brahman. But all karmic expressions are like different types of illuminations. Why to go after them? Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Go after the sun and become the sun. You don't become really, you are the sun all the time. This point now is brought out in a poetic way. He is Brahman, he is called the immortal. All the worlds are sustained by him. All the worlds means all these illuminations. When we talk about world, world is a loka. And there are three lokas, major lokas. The world that is experienced by your senses, just by your eyes, by your ears, by your touch. That world is totally different. The world that is experienced by your sentiments, that's different. If you are angry with a person and the person is bringing you the best of rasgullas or tasty things, you no longer look at it. You are not in the physical world. You are in your sentimental world. And the world of reasoning, that's another world. The world of understanding, the plane of understanding. Even though everything is good, people are talking beautifully and all that, and your intellect realizes that you are being tricked. It's an assembly of ghosts. I'm making a joke. So even though everything is comfortable for your body, for your sentiments, and yet you don't want it. That's the predicament of spiritual aspirants. Everything is okay, but no, I want liberation. Buddha walked out, he wants sannyasa. What was wrong? That you want something else. Because that's a different loka. Loka of the intellect. Even loka of the intellect, as long as your intellect is intellectual intellect, theoretical intellect, your loka is very limited. Actually, you are a loco. But when your intellect becomes enlightened, you are beyond the lokas, no longer loco. And that is always what you are. Brahman, the absolute. Beyond the lokas. And it is that Brahman that is your reality. Do not keep him confined to the physical level by saying, oh, this is me, this is me. Not confined to your sentiments. You are not confined to your sentiments. Therefore, no matter how much sentimental pleasure you receive, you are not going to be fulfilled. You are not confined to your intellect. No matter how much intellectual food you may receive, you are not going to be fulfilled. Beyond all these confines, you are the absolute. And it is that absolute's knowledge that is being refracted through your intellect, through your mind, through your senses. Led by karma, you live in a world of refracted consciousness. That's called samsara, sansriti, a deviation of eternity. A twist has occurred in eternal consciousness. The rays of the sun have become broken through the clouds, become rainbows. And with this, I will stop. Om Shanti.